I'm happy I got picked by Green Bay. I got picked in the round I did, so I'm just happy that I got picked up by a great team.
Lawrence, why did you come out early in the first place?
I accomplished every goal I wanted to do at Arizona State. I want to be a mentor, a leader. I want to be that person that my coaches, my teammates look up to, and I accomplished all those, so I prepared to leave.
You had a pretty big freshman year, and then the production, I guess, were you kind of the focal point of opposing offenses in your last couple years?
I was. Most of the passing offenses keyed on me as a person to stop because they didn't want none of the trouble to me being in the background all the time. But it's just something I knew was going to happen when I started my freshman year. So I prepared for that.
Did you play both defensive tackle and end, or were you strictly inside?
Can you repeat that?
Where did you play on the defensive line?
I played the three technique, and when we went to nickel, our first year putting it in, I had the five technique. Then due to some injuries we had no way to cover up the nose position, so they moved me down to the nose position because I could play the five and the nose and the three.
Did the Packers say how they intend to use you at what position?
Can you see that one time?
Did the Packers say at all what position they intend to use you at?
No, they didn't. I'm just happy with any position they put me at right now.
So did Arizona State use a 3-4 defense all three of your years there?
No, they put it in my sophomore year. So my last 2 years, we put it into our program.
And you started at nose then the last 2 years in a 3-4, right?
I started at nose the last year in a 3-4.
Mark, there was a story in the Arizona Republic about the challenges you faced with your ADHD and your dyslexia. Can you kind of share with us how difficult that's been to overcome and what it's been like to deal with that?
Well, it was difficult coming from the high school I came from in Las Vegas, Western High School. But once I got to college, I kind of keyed into it and started picking up different techniques to do homework and learn better. And I didn't find out I had dyslexia until 6 months ago, so that wasn't really a issue for me. I just started out and I was like, okay, I understand I have this, and this is the way I look at certain things and kind of key to me. But it was only for my first semester, my freshman year. Ever since that, I just keyed into education, and I started doing really good in school.
Lawrence, have you reached out to maybe kids to help them out to deal with this? I'm just reading this story here. Is that something you're looking to do, or you've started to do?
That's something I started to do my end of my freshman year. I thought every time I went back to my hometown, I always went out to my high school and I always went out to the kids that were mostly in trouble with grades or with any off-the-school incidents. I'd talk to them, tell them what I've been through, what I saw, how I overcame it. And I've been doing it for the last 3 years. I feel like I feel it's necessary for me to keep on doing it because it fills my heart when I see the other kids' eyes look at me when I tell them my story and what I overcame. And I understand I'm going through that right now. So to give them hope to do more in life.
So when you learn a playbook, do you have to learn it a different way? Can you kind of give us an idea what you go through in terms of football learning?
When it comes to football learning, I look at the playbook, and I walk through it, and I look at it again. I like to draw it out. I like to see it visually, and I walk through it again to just keep make sure everything's perfect. And that's the way I learn. I make sure I walk through every single play I had to do in my mind and on the field. And even in my room when I was on my free time, I always watch through the play to make sure everything was deep.
Anything else for one?
Lawrence, how do you play the game? You know, what's your style of play?
I'm a quick, aggressive person. When I'm the ball, I like to hit you hard. I like to make a statement like I'm here. Keep doing it as we play, and I start hitting them out with quick little fast moves. And this confusing the offensive lineman, be real, because I don't ever give up on a play. I refuse to give up. I'll go as hard as I can every single play until the game's over to make sure everybody understands it's like you ain't going to have an easy game with me.
Can you tell us who your agent is?
My agent's with me right now.
Can you tell us his name?
Jack Sharp.